Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we continue in the first parak of Maseches Bikurim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So, even though we're in the middle of the discussion of those people who are Mevi Ve'eino Kore, we're on a little bit of a tangent right now, because we had mentioned that among the people that are Mevi Ve'eino Kore is a Ger. A Ger is Mevi Bikurim, but he's Eino Kore because he's not able to say Asher Nishpa Hashem Lavaseinu Laseis Lanu. And we spoke about how that relates to a Ger's Tefila as well. So, once we're on the topic of a Ger, the Mishnah tells us another Chiddush lahalacha relating to a ger. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Isha bas gerim lo tinasi lekuna. Big chumri says that a woman who is the daughter of gerim, meaning she is her mother and her father are both gerim, or are both descended from gerim, she's not allowed to marry a kohen ashtei imam Yisrael unless she has one parent, lav dafka ima, could be father also, one parent who is a native Jew who is not a ger. But if they, but if on both sides of her lineage she comes from Gerim, then she is not allowed to marry a Kohen, even though by the time she was born, both of her parents had already converted and were already therefore Jewish. Echad Gerim ve'echad avadim shucharim, and this is true both of Gerim and avadim shucharim, of freed slaves who have the status of a Ger, because when you free a slave, he goes through a conversion process, so he so he's chayv in mitzvos as an eved, and when he's freed, he's chayv in all mitzvos. He converts again when you first get him as an eved, because he becomes chayv in mitzvos ki isha, and then he becomes chayv in all mitzvos when you free him, but that's all a gerus process. Even if 10 generations have already gone since the conversion happened, the status of ger gets passed on to your descendants as long as the person you marry is also a ger, also comes from a pure ger lineage. So the status of ger gets passed on to the descendants for generations and generations, ad shetei iman miYisrael, and that continues to happen until somebody marries a native Jew, meaning whether it's Iman or Aviv, Mi Yisrael. But if it's only Gerim marrying each other for generation after generation, or people from Yichus of Gerim marrying each other generation after generation, then the children will continue to be Gerim. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It happens to be in Maseches Kiddushin. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi holds, what are you talking about? If a girl is born and her parents were both Jewish by the time she was born, so she doesn't have the status of a Giyores, she's a native-born Jew, and therefore she's allowed to marry a Kohen. So now we go back to our regularly scheduled program, which was a discussion of which people are Mevi ve'eno Kore, who brings Bikurim and is not Kore, the Mikra Bikurim. So says the Mishnah, Ha'apotropos, if you have an apotropos who's in charge of the estate for orphans to make sure that everything that needs to get done gets done, and one of the things that the apotropos does is he's going to bring the Bikurim from the estate of the orphans, Vashliach, or anybody else who's bringing Bikurim on behalf of somebody else. So it's not their own Bikurim that they're bringing. Va'eved, or you have an Eved that's bringing Bikurim, that over here he's doing it for himself. He owns land and he's bringing Bikurim. Va'isha, or a woman is bringing Bikurim because she owns land. Va'tumtum v'androgynous, or a tumtum and androgynous is bringing Bikurim from their own land. So Mavin v'lakorin, in all these cases you bring the Bikurim, but you do not read the Mikra Bikurim. Why? She'en yichal lomar asher nasata li Hashem. Because they're not going to be able to say the phrase Asher nasata li Hashem, that this is the land that you Hashem have given to me. An apotropos and a shliach can't say Asher nasata li Hashem because it's not their land. They're bringing from someone else's land. And the isha and the tumtum and the androgynous can't say Asher nasata li because Eretz Yisrael was never given to them. Meaning when we divided up Eretz Yisrael, they didn't get a chelik ba'aretz. So even though they do own this land, but it's not nasata li Hashem. It's not that Hashem didn't give it to them at that time of Chalukas Haaretz. This is similar to the discussion that we have about the second bracha in Birchas HaMazon and whether it applies to an Isha, because an Isha is, we thank Hashem, right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael, Brischa Shech Samtav Sarenu, a lot of the things that we describe in the second bracha, L'chora, don't relate to women, but again, that's not our topic for right now. Now, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah goes on to other cases where you're Mevi, Ve'in Eino Kore. Hakona Shnei Lanus Bitok Shel Chaveru. If you buy two trees in someone else's property, but it's not clear, it was never made clear in the agreement, whether you're also buying the property in between that trees, the land that the trees grow on, not Lavdavka in between the trees, but the land that the tree is immediately surrounded by and being nourished from. So maybe Veino Kore. So you don't read the Mikra Bikurim, because it's not clear whether you actually own the land. And since it's not clear, it's like a suffix, and therefore you're not allowed to do the Mikra Bikurim. You have to bring the Bikurim to be Yotze the suffix, suffix the Raisa L'chumra, but you can't say the Mikra Bikurim because you don't want to be Motzi Sheker. You don't want to say something that's not true. And if you say that this is Eretz Asher Nasatali, it could be that it's not Eretz Asher Nasatali. So even though normally suffix the Raisa L'chumra, and this is not a bracha, so it wouldn't be bracha levatala, so you would think suffix the Raisa L'chumra, then not only should you be maybe you should be Kore as well, but there is a loss in being Kore. Normally, suffix d'arayis l'chumra is because what do you have to lose? But over here, there is a loss in being Kore, because you'll be saying something that's not true, and a person is not allowed to be motzi sheker mipiv. Rabbi Meir Omer mevi v'kore. Rabbi Meir says, no, you could even be Kore, because Rabbi Meir says that if two or more trees are sold in someone else's property, it's not a suffix. Of course you own the land that the trees are being nourished from. Another case, Yavesh Hamayan, if there was a tree that got its nourishment from a spring, and that spring dried up, so the tree can't produce fruit anymore. Or Niktasi Ilan, the tree was cut down. Mevi ve'eino kore, you bring bikurim from the fruit that already grew on that tree, but you don't say the mikra bikurim, because when you can no longer have fruits come from that tree, we view it as if the land has been destroyed, and therefore you can't say ha'aretz asher nasatali, Rabbi, because the aretz is not there anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevi ve'kore, that he does bring bikurim, and not only does he bring bikurim, he also says the mikra bikurim, even though the tree is no longer able to produce fruits. But what does that have to do with the land? The land is still there. Land never disappears. Land is always going to be there. Me'atzeres v'arachag mevi v'korei. Between the Yom Tov of Shavuos and the Yom Tov of Sukkos, a person brings bikurim and does the mikra bikurim, like we discussed the other day, that starting on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that's when you could bring bikurim, but not before then. Minachag v'ad Chanukah mevi v'eino korei. From Sukkos until Chanukah, a person brings bikurim, but doesn't say the passage of bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira says mevi v'kore, that even between Sukkot and Chanukah, you could still do the mikra bikurim. You're still allowed to recite the passage, because he holds that it's not only during this man simcha, meaning as the Rav points out, to lo darish v'samachta bizman simcha, that he doesn't darshin v'samachta as part of the mevi bikurim as being only during a zman simcha, which only lasts until Chanukah. He holds that it's even when it's not the zman simcha anymore, you could be maybe v'kore. So that's the drasha, meaning from Chanukah and on, you don't bring, because it's only when it's mitzuyin ba'artzicha, and only until Chanukah is it mitzuyin ba'artzicha. Okay, so that's what Bartanura said, that me'achag ve'elach afal pishar be'perus nilkatim al Chanukah mikol makom simchas osa shana kvar nigmara b'chag hilkach mevi v'eino kore, that the simcha is over at Chag. Even though there are peros, it's producing peros, there's no simcha anymore after Chag. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Meseira says. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira disagrees and says that even though there's no simcha, it doesn't have to be bisman simcha in order to be mevi bikurim. So that's why even after Chag until Chanukah, Rabbi Yehuda Meseira says you could be mevi bikurim. So let's quickly review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hay, we learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that only a person who has some native Jew in their lineage could marry a Kohen, but if a girl is purely from Gerim, she's purebred from Gerim, then she cannot marry a Kohen, and that's true no matter how many generations. And then we said that people who don't own land, or who were not initially included in the Chalukas Haaretz and are bringing Bikurim, are not Kore Bikurim, are not Kore Mikra Bikurim. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if a person buys buys two trees in someone else's property. So the Tanakhama says that he's maybe Veino Kori because we're not sure that he actually owns land, whereas Rameira says he's maybe Kori because he does own land. And then we had a second case where we had a Machlokas, Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, and that is, what if the tree from which you took the fruit is no longer able to produce fruit? Do we say that maybe Veino Kori, because you can't say, you can't speak about the land that you have, because if the tree's not producing fruit, you don't have any land? Or do we say, what does the land have to do with the tree? The land is still there. And then we said that from Shavuos until Sukkot, there's no doubt that you're Mevi V'Korei. From Sukkot until Chanukah, it's a Machlokas. Tanakhama says Mevi V'Einu Korei, and Rebbe Maaser says Mevi V'Korei, because it's all a Machlokas about whether the Mikra Bikurim can only be done Bizman Simcha or not. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.